Sayyid bin Jubair stated that the 10 nights of Dhul Hajj, of Dhul Hijjah, do not blow out your lights in the 10 nights of Dhul Hajj. What does this mean? The first point here is this, that what we have to understand here is that with regards to these 10 nights, the barakat, the blessings, the virtues, and the status of these 10 nights, and the ni'mas that Allah Ta'ala allows to descend in these 10 nights, this statement is a hint and a guidance towards this, and a direction that do not blow out your lights. What is the light? Obviously, the people who live in the countryside, who lived in the countryside, in the village environment, they know that in the olden days, there was no electricity, there was no electrical current. And obviously, people who lived in an environment without electricity, they had to illuminate their homes. So they had like oil lamps or lamps. And these were, you can say, like a little container in which oil was filled, and then the oil was burnt. And due to the burning, the combustion of the oil, the light would be like an oil lamp, and it would give illumination to the room or the house. So due to the oil fuel, the light would be lit. So some of the elders in Islam have stated that in these 10 nights, don't blow out your lights. Don't put out the lights. So what does this mean? The direction that is given here is that obviously when the light is being burnt, when the oil is burnt and the light is lit, then obviously if there's light in the house, then they are awake. They haven't gone to sleep. Obvious, when a person sleeps, he puts the light out, blows out the light, blows out the flame. So if the flame has been blown out and there's no light, it means the inhabitants of the house have gone to sleep. So the meaning of this statement is that don't blow out your lights, don't put the lights out. These nights are very precious. And in these nights, do continue to do the ibadah of Allah. Continue to worship to Allah. The light, the flame should continue to be burnt and illuminated, and don't stop doing ibadah, and be busy in ibadah and worship. These are great nights, great nights. And some of the elders in Islam have stated that the illumination, don't put the lights out, keep the houses lit. This light isn't the oil lamp. This is not the communication or the connection with the oil lamp. Rather, these nights are so valuable that some other form of light has been referred to in this hadith. It's not the light, the oil lamp, or the fuel lamp. No, this is the light of the heart that is being referred to. And then this is the statement here that don't put out the light in your heart, subhanallah. So this is another inference that the scholars have inferred from this statement, that don't put the light out of in the heart. Keep your heart illuminated in these 10 nights. Now, just like we have a room, or we have an open space, and to illuminate that space, to have light in that place so we can see, you have the oil lamp, we have the fuel lamp. In the same way, to light up the heart, to illuminate the heart, we need to have the fuel, which is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what this means is that in these nights, brothers, how do we illuminate the heart? By doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So this is the direction we get from this statement, that keep your heart lit, illuminated, fresh with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that person cannot be ghafil. Just like a person who sleeps, we know he's gone to sleep physically. When the light is put out in the house, we know that people have gone to sleep. So in the same way, if the light of your heart is put out, then everybody will consider that this person is a ghafil, he's negligent, he's far from Allah. Nor will the angels come to him, nor will rahmah come to him, nor will mercy come to him, nor will blessings come to him. So especially in these nights, illuminate your hearts with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on top of this, it's obvious that the light that's being referred to here, it's the light of the heart. And the Naqshbandi individuals, the Naqshbandi students, the Naqshbandi seekers and travelers, and the mashayikh and the elders and the teachers, they say that when a person's awake, then the light is put out, isn't it? What's the reason for this? There's one reason for this, that the people, they put their lights out and they put the cloth around that person. Subhanallah. What does it happen? What happens at that time when they do maraqabah? This is the tariqah, isn't it? For the Naqshbandi tariqah. Subhanallah. They're unique method. They don't like to have too much illumination physically around them. So because when the real light is lit, which is the light in the heart, we don't need the light of the room. So the Naqshbandi Hazrat, they don't prefer that, that when they're doing dhikr, that the room is too lit up or too high intensity light. They know that the intensity of the light in the heart, when that is lit, then the person doesn't need the physical light around. For example, when there's darkness, you can't see a glass, you can't see furniture, I can't see you, you can't see me. So what do we need to do? We need to install the wiring and the current electricity, and we put the light on and we can see everything around us, isn't it? Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. So when the light of the heart becomes illuminated, it does the same thing. When the light of the heart becomes illuminated, then the person can start to see all of the reality of life. And those things that are veiled from our eyes at the moment, from the light of the heart, we can start to see them. So the intensity of the light of the heart goes very high. When the light is illuminated, when the heart is illuminated, then the light reaches far and wide. From far, a person can see things, the reality, the haqiqat. So there's a great intensity in the light of the heart. So in these 10 nights, especially has been stated that be careful for and regular in doing dhikr of Allah. We should have a routine to do dhikr of Allah, because when we say the name of Allah in these 10 nights, and we go towards a good deed and we make a good deed regular, then what happens? Allah Ta'ala says that I keep that continuous in reward, because that person has done shukr, it's enjoyment, it's taste. Allah Ta'ala says, I make it unique, because Allah is Khaliq, He's the creator. So if we once in these nights, we illuminate this light of the heart, we make it lit up, then the rest of the year the heart will be lit up and the oil will not burn out, it will not run out, because Allah Ta'ala says it's in my hand, the energy and the fuel for the heart is in my control. So what a great ibadah this is, the shukr of Allah we should do. We should be grateful to Allah, Allah's karam, His mercy and grace, He's given us tawfiq to do amal on this point. And alhamdulillah, dhikr, with dhikr we inshallah alhamdulillah will illuminate our hearts in these nights. So my friends, keep coming in these nights for the dhikr of Allah, sit for the dhikr of Allah, and in this gathering, keep including yourself, joining, great barakat, great blessings, lots of blessings. And keep coming yourself, and especially Naqshbandi Silsila, the dhikr, which is maraqaba, which is the dhikr of the batin of the heart, internal dhikr, is very beneficial in these days. You don't have to try hard, you don't have to physically push yourself, there's no noise, no volume. Always, for example, if you've got a fast, you tire in the fast, your eyes, they feel drowsy and sleepy. So this is the great dhikr, this is the highest form of dhikr, and you will do the highest form of ibadah. So in abundant state, in maraqabah, meditation, remembrance of Allah in the heart, doesn't matter if you're tired physically, your body, close your eyes and remember Allah Ta'ala in the heart, continuously. And continue your lesson, your sabak, and do the dhikr of Allah in your heart. This is a great opportunity. Allah Ta'ala has given us life in these 10 days, in the 10 nights. Great virtues in these nights. Great virtues in these nights.